Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank. First Tennis has the Panther tennis team in the midst of their season. Last week, First taking on Campbell County. The boys were swept, but the girls from Powell came up with a 3-2 win. Sammy Cole at the number two single spot with a win. Team of Hull and Anderson and the team of Wisniewski and AC both ended up winning their doubles matches to end up taking that 3-2. Then Powell was matched up with Thunder Basin. The boys came out on top 3-2. Ethan Bartholomew winning at number one singles. Logan Brown at number two singles. And the team of Hixqua and Prater also came out on top. And the Panther girls ended up dropping their match against Thunder Basin 3-2. The Panthers did get a win from Sammy Cole at number two singles. And the doubles team of Hull and Anderson also came away with a win. So next up for the Panthers, they'll be in action today as they will face off against Cody for the first time this year as that match taking place over at Powell High School. Then the Panthers will get ready for a matchup this weekend as they will take on Jackson. Well, the Panther golfers were also in action last week at the Warland Invitational. For Warland, they won their own invite on their own course by outdoing Cody 602 to 674. Powell ended up placing fifth place out of the five teams. For the Lovell girls, they ended up winning again as they outdistanced Warland 579 to 656. The top medalist went to Warland's Karsten Simmons as he ended up shooting a 144 two-day total for the Panthers. Their top finisher once again was George Higgins as he came up shooting a 160 in the two-day total. The top finisher on the girls' side was Lovell's Erica Cook, who shot a 171. As next up will be the Lovell invite coming up this Friday, and then that will just be a one-day tournament. And then after that, it'll be a Saturday matchup at Thermopolis as the golf team continues to try to get in as many rounds as possible here in the next few weeks. We're back with more after this.